with Mr. Stuart Morris of Yorkton, Saskatchewan. Mrs. Morris, pryd ar eich taid a'ch nain chi ddod yma i Canada?
Oedd ar eich taid a nain Evan sydd ar allan in 1902 i Salkirk, Saskatchewan. And then on view on a tent at her cantel I know that Ashland a gia cantel on the Nordic building a say view Ashland or logs how do you say house tea tie will be on Ashland or logs fel oedd ar yr homestead ys fyw y blynydd o'r cynta. Nain a taid yn ffarmio ar tili a mem un o'i plant nhw yn Llywelyn North of Bangor ar hyd y blynydd o. Oedd yn ymbyw yn ymwyl parents of my husband.
Rhieni eich gŵr.
Rhieni eich gŵr. Yn aml Mr. and Mrs. Robert Morris. Oedden nhw i gyd wedi dod allan o Patagonia. Wedi bod yn byw rhyw 8 mlynedd. Wedi mynd allan o Wales i Patagonia am rhyw 8 mlynedd. Wedyn dod allan i Canada, a homestead yn efo ei gilydd wedi byw efo ei gilydd yn Llywelyn District North of Bangor ac pawb yn ffrindiau a gweithio efo ei gilydd a plant yn mynd i'r ysgol ac yn mynd i'r capel ac wedi cael amser caled rhan fwy ohonyn nhw teulu mawr ac yn oer yn y gia a wedi mynd trwy lot ddari nhw ddar allan yn godde a'r teulu wedi tyfu fyny ac wedi mynd dros y wlad i gyd hefyd hyn ar hyd Canada a llefydd yn bell a clywed o othyn nhw reit aml ac yn cadw fyny sgrifennu at ei gilydd ac yn lot yn yno rwan wedi mynd a pasio ffwr a mae'r bobl sy'n mwy ifanc ddim i gyd yn gallu siarad Cymraeg heddiw a'r rhai anyn nhw'n gwneud reit dda.
Nawr, ganwyd eich mam ym Patagonia hefyd?
Mam wedi cael ei geni yn Patagonia a'i chwaer, dwy chwaer a tri brawd wedyn i ddael gyd ar allan i Canada a cael ysgol a tyfu fyny yn Saskatchewan. Un brawd o dili mam yn fyw rôn yn Vancouver Charlie Evans, 82 years old, ac yn edrych yn dda iawn. Gallu siarad Cymraeg, mae wraig o an English girl o'r ochr arall i London wedi dod allan amser y war. Mae gennyn nhw ddwy lodus wedi tyfu fyny a un bachgen mynd i'r ysgol, maen nhw'n byw yn Vancouver.
Beth amdano chi nawr? Mae'n debyg bod chi yn braidd yn wahanol i'r rhan fwyaf o'r Cymru yma gan bod eich tad ddim yn dod o Gymru.
Aha, oedd yn had yn Canadian oedd i dilio i nain neu taid o y ddwy ochr o'i dilio o Scotland wedi cael ei geni yn Canada. Oedd yn had a taid yn ein wedi cael ei geni yn Canada. Ond dwi wedi cadw'r Cymraeg efo ni yn golyw, wedi bod efo nain great auntie teulu mam. Ond y fi ydy'r unig un yn gallu siarad Cymraeg o'r rhai mwyaf ifanc. Mae pimp chwaer maen nhw'n deall ond ddim gallu siarad. Cousins deall chydig bach, bod ddim gallu siarad ddim rhagor y blynyddoedd yma.
Pam eich chi'n meddwl bod eich chi'n llwyddo i siarad yr iaith?
Pam?
Pam, ie. Yeah. A bod chi'n meddwl siarad e heddi i hyd yn oed?
Wel, wedi cadw fo fyny, oedd yn head yng Nghyfres yn Gymro. Ac o'n i'n siarad efo fo, enjoy a siarad efo fo, a mae gen i chwaer yng Nghyfres, Mrs. Bill Morris, gallu siarad Cymraeg, a dyn ni yn gadw fo fyny. Ond y blynyddoedd yma ddim yn gallu, how do you say, meet?
Cyfarfod
digon i siarad fel oedden ni'n neud blynyddoedd yn ôl pan oedden ni'n blant. Yn byw efo'n gilydd. Meisiwn. Dda iawn gallu siarad Cymraeg yn golew ar hyd y blynyddo. How you say enjoyment? Quite enjoyment.
Yeah.
Allu gadw fo fyny. Mae yn gŵr i George Morris illo ddim siarad yn dda iawn rŵan, ond fyswn i ddim yn licio deud i'n byd amdano fo yn Cymru. Fyswn i'n deall yn ni yn reit dda.
Oeddech chi'n mynd i'r ysgol Sul ac yn chwarae gyda'r plant eraill yn Gymraeg?
Wel, weithiau, ddim o hyd, ond o'n i'n mynd weithiau ar ysgol Sul picnics ac allan ni rando ar yr rhai older ar yr rhai hynach yn y capel ar pregethwr yn pregethu yn Gymraeg ac mynd allan efo nhw i rando ar y canu Cymraeg ar Stilford ac efo nhw y gianu ar hyd y blynyddo.
Oeddech chi'n medru canu yn Gymraeg?
Wel, nagdo. Mae teulu mam, lot o'n nhw yn canu yn dde yn Gymraeg. A fi, golles i allan yn rhywle. Dwi ddim yn gallu canu. Dwi'n ffond iawn o rando ar y canu. Dwi'n gallu canu ef hunan. Dwi'n gwybod beth y gwyddoedd.
Ac beth tro cynta ddarech chi fynd i Gymru, beth o'ch chi'n meddwl o'r hyn wlad?
O, da iawn. Licio byw yna am ychydig o amser i i gael newid. Licio byw yna'n iawn i gael newid ar hyd y blynyddoedd i fod efo'r Cymru ac yr iaith y Gymraeg. Oedden nhw'n syni dipyn leo y fi yn Canadian yn gallu siarad Cymraeg digon da i allu siarad a cario ymlaen. Oedden nhw'n syni dipyn sut o'n i wedi gadw fo fyny. Ac yn licio interest yn yr iaith Gymraeg. Swn i'n licio mynd nôl yn y blynyddoedd dwi ddigon ifanc a iech i drafilio mynd am holiday a aros am dipyn, aros yn hirach tro nesaf.
Ac beth am eich plant chi? Dyn nhw'n deall rhywfaint o Gymraeg?
Ddim yn dda iawn. Mae ar hyd afon y geiriau yn nhw allu deall. Mae Wendy Lodis Younger an trio ag an gallu dipyn bach. Dwi'n credu nid hi ddeall dipyn a studio diwrn yn y blynyddol mae'n fydd i'n mynd yn hynach. Mae hi'n ffan iawn o rando ar y bobl yn siarad a fydd allan efo nhw. Ac yn deall yn golyw pa fe nhw'n siarad efo'i gilydd.
A beth am siarad am darllen? Dach chi'n darllen Cymraeg? Dach chi'n cael papurau newydd o gyfnod?
Wel, pan o'n i'n blentyn, o'n i'n gallu darllen yn golyw efo nain a deall. Ond ddim cystal rwan y blynyddoedd yma. Dwi'n gallu digon da i llythyr tyswn i'n gorod yn Gymraeg.
Da chi'n teimlo bod y rhan fwyaf o'r Cymru yn yr ardal yma wedi setlo i mewn i'r bywyd Canada yn dda?
Rhan fwyaf o wedi setlo yn, ia.
Yeah.
O, dwi'n credu bod nhw reit hapus ac yn gallu cario ymlaen ac yn licio yn iawn rhan fwyaf ohonyn nhw.
George Morris of Yorkton.
There's a vast difference in the how the Welsh carried on. For instance, when they first came to this country, naturally the majority of them could only speak Welsh and English, with the odd exception where some of them were married to English wives, where they then probably spoke mostly English at home. But when the Llewellyn School was first opened out, the teacher naturally would have difficulty, because the children could speak was Welsh, and they were helped out. I know particularly, I heard some of them say that there's a family there of Vaughans that helped them out considerably. They were very friendly and helped them to learn the English language. But this was the main language, and which was used generally out on the playgrounds and school and so on.
Did you yourself speak Welsh at that time at all?
Myself, I couldn't speak any Welsh. We never spoke Welsh at home, but we went to Sunday school in the Bethel Church in Llewellyn, and there we, of course, were taught to read the Bible and their lessons in Welsh. And I suppose many of them, myself, I could manage it fairly well, but unfortunately, and it was really, I could understand very little of what I was reading, and of course it did not help to give any meaning.
And what about the singing in the church and the competitive festivals, the assessment? Were you able to take part in those, or was that confined to the Welsh-speaking church?
Well, no, this wasn't really confined to anyone in particular, but unfortunately in our family we didn't seem to have the ability to sing, but we certainly enjoyed many meetings that they had, that they were held in Bangor. I know in some years they had as many as three meetings in the one day of the, I think this was the Sevod, and real competition, both in mainly in singing, of course, but there was some in reciting, and there was some of them done a great job in singing, and there was really some wonderful voices amongst the people there, and they were noted for the singing that they had, particularly many of the families.
You yourself were you were born in Canada, and your parents had come here from Wales via Patagonia. How do you yourself identify with Wales today? How Welsh do you feel you are?
Well, on account of my father's homeland, in which he told us much about, we feel very closely knitted and really are British, really in sympathy with the British homeland. And I've been back to visit my father's home, and of course the school and the church that he went to. I've seen that twice in the recent years. Unfortunately, of course, my father, during those times, wasn't able to get back.
He never returned.
He never returned, no. Other than returned when they came back from the, when they came here from South America, they spent some time in a few days just to visit and en route back to Canada.
Do you think the fact that you married a Welsh girl here in Canada affected your outlook on Wales and the fact that you were Welsh?
Well, it could have had quite a little to do with it, because the foster parent with whom she was raised they generally spoke Welsh at home, and she could speak Welsh, and naturally would help to encourage and keep up the feelings of the Welsh language.
She didn't try to teach you Welsh?
No, she didn't. Try that. There was another thing that I might mention, which of course is not only Welsh, but in Bangor, the soccer football, that was quite a sport that was carried on in the colony, but of course this was applied to different areas around about, but Bangor did have a very good soccer team, and I remember in one or two occasions they beat at Fort Rouge, I think, in Winnipeg. They beat them once, if not twice, under a game, and they were considered to be one of the best teams in the area.
Did most people who came out to Bangor farm in the community, or did they take other occupations?
No, the ones that came out here, they mostly all farmed, and if whatever trades they had, probably that was more or less as a sideline, or if they had sons that were big enough to take care of the farm, and then the father that may have been a tradesman would go out and earn the extra money from building. I know my father, he built the Anglican church in Llewellyn in 1904, and he also helped on many houses throughout the area.
He was also a wheelwright.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. That he was a wheelwright by trade, which of course is making wagon wheels and so on, right from the raw wood. And he done this both done this in South America and to a very limited amount in Canada.
Did his training as a wheelwright, do you think, help you anyway when you developed your own machinery?
Well, yes, I might say that both myself and my brother, we were quite inclined to go into the woodwork and the carpenter work, and we used to be, I'm sure we used to give my father quite a problem. He was always getting the toolbox and using his tools and so on, and I had nothing else in mind but being a carpenter. But in about 1924, my father suggested that probably that I should go and take up motor mechanics, that this was the coming thing, and I might say that I almost changed overnight. And in 1924, I took a course of a mechanical training in Winnipeg. And while I thought that in later years that I'd made a mistake, it certainly did not apply, because I'm sure it helped me considerably, as I operated a garage and implement business, and of course it was in Bangor through doing mechanical work and welding and so on that I designed the first rod weeder. I might say that if it was not for a very good friend of mine, which of course was much older than I was, by the name of John Lloyd Thomas, he had bought a rod weeder, and told me that it done exceptionally well, but it wouldn't stand up in stones. And being probably the type of person I was, I never said much but thought a lot. And I developed the automatic trip device, which is a device that made it possible to use a rod weeder in stony land, as they would not particularly with tractors operate without great serious breakages without the strip device, and this brought the rod weeder into its own.
Now, what do you think will happen to Bangor in the coming years as a Welsh community?
Well, like all small towns and villages, they are getting smaller and smaller, but I think, I feel quite sure that now that we've established a lodge in Bangor, that and that will last for years to come, that I can see that it gives the people of the area, for now and for years to come, a place for retirement, because I'm sure that all the older people, they like to retire into the place where they belong. They know all their friends, and I feel, as far as Bangor is concerned, that that I'm sure that it'll be kept on the map for years to come. I don't think it'll ever amount to a big amount as far as any industry or anything like that, because this is all goes to the bigger points naturally. But I think, as a place of as a home and a community, I believe it will serve a wonderful purpose, particularly with the lodge, where it keeps people together.
And it keeps a few of the older Welsh people together.
That's right. Yes, the lodge, when it, of course, it was developed, was to naturally. We had the Welsh people in mind, and I'm sure that they would give the be given the first opportunity. But this also applies to local people of all nationalities. But what we had in mind when the decision was made was for the sake of Welsh people that we'd have known and needed help. Thank you.